Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, October 23rd, 2023. I have 9:01 a.m. call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Moving on, first order of business we have is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve check number 473483 through 473509. Through 473508, check number 473510 through check 473558, warrants 8252 through 8253, three journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve. Move to approve check number 473509.
Second. Have motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next item on our agenda, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Know what that is, don't you? They're replacing windows outside. And they look beautiful. I've had employees tell me how that they have their windows open now that they hadn't had open for years.
Moving down the agenda, next we have approval of previous meeting minutes.
Any questions?
Just want to check a couple things real quick. On strike that signature?
Yes, please. If you can add that in your motion.
Let me check one more thing, please.
Okay.
I thought you corrected that. Isn't there another one?
We corrected the spelling for the attorney.
Yeah. I thought that came up and they did it another one.
That was...
Anyway.
The way it was worded, the way they had the R2 on one. It was the part, yeah.
He must have handed me one and I signed it.
Yeah.
So I need to get rid of two signatures.
Yeah. Two of them, because it was supposed to come up with how those signature lines on there.
So other than those two signatures, I don't see anything. Do you guys see any other questions?
No.
And then we had executive that day as well.
Correct. Correct. Yep. Both of those for October 16th, 2023.
Move to approve regular session minutes as amended and executive session minutes for October 16th, 2023.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have a senior board appointment. We have an applicant here. This, once again, is a four-year term that will be retroed to today's date. This should have been done December 31st of 22. The term of this will expire on December 31st of 2026. We have an applicant here for Kendall Hayes.
Move to appoint Kendall Hayes to the Senior Citizens Board with his term expiring December 31st, 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Does that clean the board up now?
Yes.
That does. Yeah, uh-huh. We'll be good till December. We have two more in December of this year.
Okay. Probably next month we'll appoint three.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. The purpose is on the boards, they always have them so that they stagger in the appointment of them, and so you don't get all new boards at one time.
Our next order of business is fire and sprinkler deficiency quote for the Wellness Center, file number 23-135, M for maintenance. In front of us, we have our maintenance director, Mr. Scott Turpin.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's time for an internal fire inspection on the sprinkler system downstairs, so just a normal every 5 year inspection.
Okay. Attached to this is a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 20th, 2023, approving the agreement as to form. It seems like there was one sprinkler gauge that needed to be replaced as well, an outdated sprinkler gauge.
Yes.
And you'll be there to assist them and answer any questions.
Yep, absolutely.
Move to approve the quote for fire sprinkler deficiency for the Wellness Center by and between Marmick Fire Safety and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next order of business is F Highway fence damage release. Devin, do you have anything to add to this? We do have a form to approve here. For the county, we'll receive a payment of $4,505 for the fence damage in return for a full and complete release of and American Family Insurance.
No, I don't. They have done the repair.
The repair is completed.
Yeah.
And we do have a letter dated October 20th, 2023 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approving the settlement agreement and release.
Move to approve the property damage full and final settlement agreement and release and allow Commissioner Plummer to sign.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the Fiscal Year 2023 Emergency Management Performance Grant, the EMPG Award, file number 23-139, Emergency Management. This is for reimbursement or payment on this. Total award amount would be $60,672.44. It is requiring the signature of me, Nick Plummer, in order to receive those funds.
And it's matching.
Okay, here's your the signature page. You're already on it, so
yeah.
Move to approve the Fiscal Year 2023 Emergency Management Performance Grant Award.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the marriage and dissolution fees per RSMO 455.200. In front of us, we have Ms. Melanie Smith, Taney County Treasurer.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
This is where we award, as you said, the marriage and dissolution fees per year. This year we have one applicant, which is the Crisis Center, also known as the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County. They've submitted all the documentation. And they're eligible to receive the funds. The estimated amount will be approximately $6,000. We will send this in January. But we have to send a letter by November 15th telling them that they were awarded the recipient for the year. So I just need you to, if we want to vote for them, then I'll get a letter sent out and I'll let them know the funds will be coming in January.
And that motion would need to be to award the marriage and dissolution fees to the Women's Crisis Center?
We'll do the Crisis Center, also known as the Women's Crisis Center.
Okay.
I move to award the marriage and dissolution fees to the Crisis Center, also known as the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Mel. Melanie.
Up next, we have Allis Acres and Arney.
You get me today. John has a cold, so
I'm okay.
Not going to contaminate the mic.
Thank you.
Did he touch all these folders before he gets
nope,
to us?
Nope, these have been in my car.
Okay.
I've touched them, so they're safe.
Which one?
You know, sometimes if you take them too soon, but this afternoon you could be positive.
But then tonight it could go away again. So.
Okay.
Well, both my wife and I had taken one. She had this before I did, so she graced me with it. But,
yeah.
No. So presenting this morning we have Ms. Erica Gaynor.
Yes. All right. So if you open up your packet, we do have a revised renewal offer from Cox Health Plans. They were able to give us a little bit of relief coming off the 10% down to 8.4. It is not the 7% that we asked for. However, when they came back with the 8.4, something that was not in the original renewal offer was a rate cap for your 2025 renewal. And so we were able to negotiate in a rate cap for 2025. If your loss ratio is 85%,